Ghost Call. Lives of El Melik, a story of freelance diplomacy, intrigue, and mystery in the Far East. K.C. Smith, a Ghost Corps operative disguised as a Mohammedan, has invaded a disreputable coffee house in the native quarter of Aswan. With him is his Arab assistant, Ali. The Ghost Corps operatives are seeking information relative to an Arab uprising instigated by Melik Pasha. Accused of being a spy, K.C. displays the Star of Muhammad branded apparently upon his breast, thus proving himself not only a Mohammedan, but a direct descendant of the Prophet himself. For the moment, he turns the tables upon his accusers. In attempting to escape, K.C., Ali, and Amira, a native princess held by Melik Pasha as a slave girl, are trapped by the Pasha, who demands that K.C. reveal to him the Star brand. The brand now becomes an immediate menace to K.C.'s life. If found upon the breast of any other than a direct descendant of the Prophet Muhammad, it means instant death to the wearer. Smiling grimly, K.C. complies with the Pasha's command and slowly bares his breast.
Silence! Silence! Well, Hassim, thou doddering old imbecile, show me the star upon the Rumi's breast. I fail to see it.
By the red beard of the Prophet, Master, I did see it.
Speak, man. Your stuttering is like that of a sick camel. Where is the star?
By my head, Master, it is a trick. A trick of the evil one himself. The star was there not 10 minutes since. I saw it with mine own eyes.
Excellency, Hassim is old. His eyes dim. And as the presence himself perceives, Hassim was mistaken.
But Mohammed, the son of Yaqub, he too saw the star, my lord.
Aye, master. Oh, so I thought. If it was not the star of the Prophet, I cannot be sure now.
Enough. You are as blind as Hassim.
But the woman, Amira, she will confirm the word of Hassim.
Amira, speak. Are you also blind? Did you see the star upon the unbeliever's breast?
Amira's eyes, O master, are younger than those of Hassim. How were it possible for a Christian to be branded with the star of the Prophet?
You hear, Hassim, you dreamer?
Master.
Your place is in the village with old men and women, where your eyes may rest in the shadow of your tent. Now, take this one back to his cage in the cellar. I shall deal with him later. Go.
Arkanin is obeying, Excellency.
Take him away.
Well, Ali,
What think you now of collodion, eh?
As I have told you, I know not the word. But the Star of Mohammed, those men and the Shahzadi, they saw it as did I. It was there on thy breast.
Yes. Yes, you saw it. Or rather, you saw something that resembled it. Let's have a light and see what sort of a hole we're in. Yeah, filthy den, eh? Those walls look solid.
By Yak Rasak, by the beard of Mohammed. Look, friend, up there above the chains, on that hook.
By the gods, Randolph's. And C.D. Baker said he'd give a lot to see El Malik's head decorating the gates of hell. Like that.
Randolph C.D. will not be long alone up there. Those empty hooks on either side of his will soon be occupied if we do. Well, one can die but once. And what is written is written. Allah is great. Allahu Akbar. There is no God but Allah.
Yeah, nice philosophy. But it's no good to us now. We've got to find a way to get out of this.
Listen. There, Cassie. High. In the wall, coming through that opening. Steam.
Yeah, filling the room with steam, eh?
No, no. Not steam, but smoke. Thick and yellow.
Yeah.
By Allah, this smoke from a fire of dried hempen root. A violent, poisonous form of hashish. A few breaths of that, and we are doomed.
Poison smoke, eh? And we're shut in here like rats in a trap.
Down, Kasi. Down on the floor.
Wait. Listen.
Kasi. Kasi, sneeze.
By Allah, the voice of Amira.
Amira. Amira, where are you?
Here, Kasi. Opposite the door. A panel in the wall. Come quickly.
Come on, Ali. To the wall. Hurry. This one.
Here, Kasi. This way.
Come on, Ali. Climb through. I'll follow.
Oh, praise Allah. Thou art come, Amira. Thou
art
come.
Hurry up, Ali. Hurry.
So, it is done, my friend. Now, you.
Right there. Just in time, Amira. A little more of that stuff and we... Close the panel.
Oh, by the head of Allah, Lord of the three worlds. That was close, Amira.
Oh, I came as soon as possible, Ali. I heard Malik Pasha's order to Hasim, and I came without delay.
And it's a good thing you did. Where do we go now?
A little passage between your cell and another.
Yes? Where does it lead?
Up these stairs, Kasi, to the anteroom before Malik Pasha's chamber.
Oh, the one we passed through a while ago?
Yes, Kasi.
The passage ends here, just beyond the panel.
Is it ever used by anyone, Amira?
I do not know.
Well, let's try the anteroom then. Come on.
The upper panel is just at the head of the stairs.
And Allah grant the chamber be unoccupied.
There was no one there when I came down. And the door to El Malik's chamber, as well as the one opening into the corridor, were both closed.
That reminds me. How did you manage to keep in the good graces of the Pasha? Doesn't he suspect you?
Malik Pasha is an old fool. Yeah. He is blind. But Hasim, he is suspicious, watchful.
I know it.
He knows I did not speak truth about Suleiman's absence. And he knows I evaded the question of the Star of Mohammed.
That question was well answered. I was afraid he'd have you there. Where did you leave the old jackal?
In his chamber, alone. But here's the panel, Kasi.
Now, wait a minute before you open it. Is the only way out of this den of killers the way we came in? Through the coffee house, your room, the main corridor, and the anteroom?
Yes, or through Malik Pasha's quarters to the rear court and gate, where Suleiman waits with horses.
Well, I doubt very much if he'll have waited so long for us.
Ah, but things have moved very quickly, Kasi, since he left to fetch them. He will not have waited so long.
Well, I hope you're right.
Oh, if I only had a gun.
And I my yataghan.
And if ye had a weapon?
We wouldn't be standing here wasting time in speculation.
Here then, Cassie, your pistol. I picked it up from the floor where it had fallen from your hand when the trap opened under you.
Well, good girl. Yeah, that's better.
And is there no weapon for Ali?
Look behind thee, friend. They are leaning against the wall under the panel. A yataghan. It belonged to Mohammed, who has no further use for weapons.
By my head, Amira, may Allah guard thee and thine always. Thou shouldst indeed have been a fighting man. And now, Cassie, we waste time in idle chatter.
One more question, Amira. What were El Milik's plans for our disposal? Do you know?
Your heads were to be sent to Sidi Baker.
Our heads, eh? Like that one, Don? Nice ideas that old desert rat has. Well, I can see Baker's face at receiving such a gift.
But, friend of my heart, if the city were to receive instead the head of Milik Pasha?
Not bad, Ali. We'll consider it. But let's get into that anteroom. How do you open the panel, Amira?
This lever.
Wait a minute. Is there a drape or something covering the panel on the other side? I didn't notice when we went through before.
Yes, the walls of the anteroom are heavily draped.
All right, open it. Now, reach through, Ali, and make a hole in that drape. See if there's anyone in the room.
The chamber is vacant, but the corridor door is open.
Oh, that's all right, then. Come on, into the room. Here, let me help you, Amira.
Shall I close the door, Cassie?
No, leave it alone. Come on, Ali. Hurry. Oh,
my Allah, these narrow openings are not made.
Never mind your grumbling. You'll have plenty of occasion for that before we get out of here. Now, close the panel, Amira. If it were found open, it'd give us away. Get to that door, Ali. See if the corridor's clear. Listen. Someone coming.
Hasim and his men, they are returning from the cellar.
They have found indeed that the birds are flown.
Bringing the news of our escape to El Milik, eh?
But to reach him, they must pass through this chamber.
By my head, had he misbegotten sons of Eblis could have gotten out of the cages a mystery.
And I, for one, do not like the idea of trying to explain that mystery to Milik Pasha.
Oh, Cassie, we are caught.
Not yet. Here, behind these drapes. There's enough room between them and the wall for us to stand. Get between them, Amira.
Now, be quiet.
Here they come.